Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Texas, and one of my least favorite people in the Congress in either house, although there's quite a bit of competition. When you think of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and Gates of Florida and Gomer of Texas and the clowns in Arizona, Mo Brooks in Alabama, and Nunez. I mean, which one of them, if you could take three of them out and tell them to get out of politics, which would you pick? I mean, it would be a hard one, but the one I'm going to talk about would be right at the top of the list, and that is Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz, you saw right after the show on Friday, so we didn't get a chance to address it, it was cold in Texas. There wasn't any electricity in his house. And so Cruz thought, hey, it'd be kind of nice to go to the Ritz-Carlton down in Cancun. Boy, that'd be nice. So he and his wife and his two daughters go get on a plane. His staff say, well, call the Houston police. The senator is going to the airport. He'll need an escort. There's nothing in the law that says he gets an escort, but they escorted him right through the terminal. What would you do if you were in line? You're about to go up, check your bag. A couple of police officers and crew show up, say, he's next. What are you going to do? I mean, down there, if you say no, I mean, you're liable to get, well, you don't want to get strangled or shot. And I'm not saying you would, but let me be very blunt. You wouldn't do anything. So they get hustled onto the plane and they go down there. But people take video of him. I don't know how he thought that he could go to the Houston airport and not have people notice him. The guy's in the news a lot. It's sort of like the guy in South Carolina went down to, he claimed he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. You know, the governor's at the airport by himself getting on a commercial flight to Argentina, Governor Sanford, some years ago. How did he think nobody had noticed that? Well, any of these guys. So Cruz goes down there. His wife, Heidi Cruz, sends out texts to a lot of her buddies. Say, it's freezing. Come on down and join us. We're at the Ritz-Carlton. And it'll be a lot of fun. A couple of pina coladas, a couple of margaritas. Terrific. Sounds good, actually. Sounds good. The problem was that you had millions of people with no water, 3 million people with no electricity. Some people froze to death. 10-year-old boy froze to death over the weekend. They stuck him in his bed with some covers, and that was it, and he froze because the house was freezing. You know, the family, frankly, should have all gotten together with body heat in one group and put every blanket on and just huddled together. The poor kid froze to death. Other people froze to death. Millions of them don't have water down there. About 30,000 still don't have electricity. Well, Cruz got the message. People started to get very, very angry. So Cruz flew back and he tried out a couple of different memes. First, he said, well, I didn't want to go, but I have a 12-year-old daughter. I didn't want to disappoint her. I'm a good dad. And everybody was like, hey, look, Cruz, she's your daughter. You're the guy that you and your wife run the family. That ain't cutting it. So then he changed. He said, yeah, it was a mistake. I knew the minute I got on the plane, it was a mistake. He didn't know the minute he got on the plane. He had a big grin on his face. Immediately checked in, started to enjoy himself. What happened was it goes viral on video. That's when he realized a big mistake. And he didn't mean it was a moral mistake. He meant it was a political mistake. So he comes back. And what does he do? What does he do? Now, remember, this is the guy who attacked Chris Christie when Christie was seen vacationing on a beach in New Jersey that had been declared off limits by Governor Chris Christie himself. This is after a hurricane. So Chris Christie was the governor and he puts out an order. You cannot go on the beach. It's dangerous. We're cleaning it up, blah, blah, blah. Who knows why? Nobody can go. We can't go to Spring Lake and Avon, all those places. Bruce Springsteen is around that area. can't go. Not even Bruce Springsteen can go. Suddenly, helicopter goes over and looks down, and there's Chris Christie with his buddies on the beach having a good old time. Ted Cruz attacks Chris Christie because Chris Christie is a more moderate Republican. Cruz is Cruz. Cruz goes, shouldn't have gone to the beach. Shouldn't have gone to the beach. You said that, you know, nobody else could go to the beach. Everybody else is suffering, yet you go to the beach. You're a bad person for doing that. And here's a guy who goes to the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun where nobody else. Some people are freezing to death. They're freezing in the dark, and he's down there in Cancun. So he comes back, and what does he do? Well, you know, some people would have gone, well, I made a mistake, and he'd been really contrite. What he does is, for a political photo op, so he can put it in ads when he's up for re-election, he goes somewhere and hands out bottled water to people and looks sorrowful. He looks sorrowful. He's not very good at feigning emotion. He has no emotions. He's a robotoid. And when he tries to feign candor, it's painful. You look at him and go, oh, my God, you're trying to get emotional again. He looks sorrowful, and he's handing out a couple of bottles of water, muscles his way in a distribution center. They do not need another pair of hands to hand out water. What they need is money to clean up that mess. They need leadership. But what's going to happen in the ads a couple of years from now? Memory recedes. Negative ad will come out. He went to Cancun. He'll come back and say, I didn't go to Cancun. We went down there. Listen to this. And when I realized it was bad, I came back and handed out water. Here I am. As if he went down there before he knew that there was a problem. And then he got super sorrowful and sanctimonious, flew immediately back to hand out water. Now, are people going to fall for that? You know, I don't know. Are people going to fall for that? I wouldn't fall for it. Democrats probably won't fall for it. But how about independents and Republicans who only care about Trump and QAnon down there? There's quite a few of them. They may say, okay, that he gets a pass. He gets a pass. So that's what happens to this guy. That's what happened to Ted Cruz. And that's how he snuck his way out of it. It remains to be seen if he really is going to sneak his way out of it, because now he's getting attacked in the Republican Party. There's a Republican congressman down there who said what he did was terrible, and this business of handing out water doesn't cut it. And then Ocasio-Cortez raised almost $5 million. This is very smart. She goes down there, raises $5 million to help people. He didn't raise 5 cents. He didn't raise 5 cents. He didn't even buy the water. He grabbed some water out of somebody else's hand so he'd have a video. But what's significant about this is you have congressmen licking their chops. Every congressman wants to be in the Senate. Every senator wants to be president, and they sit around licking their chops. It's like wolves. That's all they do. So already the minor wolves are turning on the major Senate wolf, Cruz. So one congressman goes, that was a terrible thing he did. It was a terrible thing he did. Cruz may find that he has a primary in an upcoming Senate race, which I think would be great. The problem with that is it would just be another Republican. If that guy got into the Senate, you'd still have a bad vote. But this level of this sociopathic level of emotionless destruction of the country and of our democracy and fealty to Trump and to the not to the peaceful transfer of power would be removed. So stay tuned. Also, we had Beto O'Rourke came within 2 points of him. 2 points. Beto got 48% of the vote. I don't know if he'll run again, but there are other people down there. I think this may be the chink in the armor, and this may set Cruz up to possibly get beaten in the next election. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.